Thank you for starting your week with 10 minutes of commercial-free news for the classroom. I'm Carl Azuz, and this is CNN Student News. First up today, a natural disaster in Indonesia. This weekend wasn't the first time Mount Sinabung erupted. It's been doing that on and off for months now. But it is the first time an eruption from this volcano has killed someone. At least 15 people died on Saturday when the mountain sent plumes of ash more than a mile into the sky. Tens of thousands had recently been evacuated because of this volcano's activity, but authorities had thought the worst was over when it hit. Volcanoes are pretty common here. Indonesia is located on what's called the Pacific Ring of Fire. It's a horseshoe-shaped line around the Pacific Ocean, with earthquakes and volcanoes all over the place. Mount Sinabung is one of more than 130 active volcanoes in Indonesia alone. From Indonesia, we move northwest to Thailand. Elections there last week were supposed to ease some of the tensions in the country. In some areas, that didn't work. The nation is divided over its leader. For months, thousands of demonstrators who believe their government is corrupt have been pushing for Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat to resign. At the same time, thousands of others have been supporting her. This has been going on for a few months, and there has been some violence over the issue. Hundreds have been wounded. At least 10 people have died. But over the weekend, people leading the demonstrations were calling for peaceful protests. And while many of those who oppose the government have refused to vote in the election, many of those who support it have been unable to.
It was meant to be their day. Voters, whether pro-government or simply demanding their right to vote, protesting outside a polling station that had closed down after an anti-government protest.
Election, election, election. We want to vote today. These people have come to cast their vote. They're holding up their ID cards, but they're not being allowed into these district headquarters.
One man, one vote. This is democracy, this woman complains. A short while later, they stormed the building. There was an altercation with the police. This woman rushing upstairs demanding to see the ballot boxes to cast her vote. Eventually, these voters were convinced to file police complaint forms and go home. One of the first people who did manage to vote on election day was the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Yingluck has come to cast her vote. She's been insistent that this election must go ahead despite anti-government protests that didn't want this election to go ahead and for calls for her to step down.
Those against this election boycotted it because they believed it wouldn't achieve their demands to cleanse Thai politics of corruption. No, I didn't go to vote. I want reform before election, this anti-government protester tells CNN. The government denies allegations of corruption. Prime Minister Yingluck insisting she will only go if people vote her out of government, saying an election is the only way forwards for Thailand. Anti-government protesters may not have been able to completely shut down Bangkok as they planned to, but they have significantly disrupted the election.